What up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State athletics, whether that is football, men's and women's basketball, getting started this week. We'll get into basketball in just a minute here. Women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country, and so much more. Make sure you do tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and more out there. Definitely make sure you continue to pass the word along. We thank you for your continued support of this everyday podcast. If you've been or every day, you would have known, noticed, the, or if you hit the alarm bell, going back to the iTunes, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. If you're not, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit the alarm bell. Tell me update your content daily. Y'all will be notified about it. Yeah, if y'all would have been, y'all would have noticed, if y'all been everydayers of this K-State podcast, yes, we uploaded a latest episode yesterday about K-State and the Big 12. Today, postcast, winning edition of the Pro Project Podcast there, triple digit burger, a triple burger, if you will, there for K-State women's basketball as they open up the 2025-26 season with an easy 135 victory over Omaha last night in Bramlage Coliseum, and this was the 15th straight time that this team has won its regular season opener. Yeah, so I noticed something. This is a little bit off topic, but I noticed something on my phone last night. It actually tracked the game. Had a little scoreboard on top of my Android app, right? It's like, oh, all right, I didn't know about this. All right, now we updated it by itself. But then later on, it got really wonky. Late. I don't know if it was too fast or whatnot, whatever it was. But yeah, I had a little ticker. It'd be interesting to see what the men's win men's. I'm pretty sure it would do the same thing. Yeah, I noticed that. Like, it don't do that. It doesn't do that very often. So yeah, this is it. So you got that going on there as well. We'll take a time out here after this. We're back here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State women's basketball 100 Omaha 35. Eddie Greer for this edition of the podcast here. This is kind of a little bit of note. This is only the second time in program history that the ladies basketball team hit triple digits for the second time in the last five seasons there. You got to go back just a few years ago when the last time they reached this 100-point mark against Central Arkansas, 103-40, and this was during the 2021-22 season there as well. Five players reached double digits last night in the ball game there. And let's see. Yeah, so let me see. And once again, yeah. So once again, Izilla Arenas. Once again, and it goes back to the preseason where she led the team against Tarleton State. She did it again last night there. I'm probably going to pull the the box score here in just a second. 18 points. Now we're going to say it's a career high for Izilla Arenas. And remember, those 22 points didn't count because it was a preseason game. Two weeks ago, or wherever it was, there as well. Taryn Sides, nearly a triple-double in this game. Yeah, matter of fact, let's go to the box score here on the Pro Project Podcast there as K-State easily rolls in the season opener last night against Omaha 135. Here as K-State laid down 31 points in the first quarter. Dude, it was 35-5 in the first quarter. Omaha, and I know it's all just Omaha, but only 9 points for Omaha in the entire first half. And I thought at one point it was like on the app. I think the app was off a little bit. It got crazy towards the end, but I think it was like some 20-3 or something like that. But anyways, yeah. So here on the other end here, let me see here. Core Olsen last night for Omaha. 7 points in the game. And then you had two with 6 points was Sarah Estufan and Avril Smith. That was good right there. Omaha in the ball game last night. Let me see here. Only 25% shooting from the field. 26% shooting from downtown last night there in the ballgame. Yeah, so Terrence Ives, it looks like, again, I should see the starting, where the starting lineup was last night. So again, Taryn got starter minutes, so there's that. But yeah, speaking of Taryn Sass, I left off with her 15 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds last night for the Energizer Bunny for the women's basketball team. They, yeah, just missed a triple double last night there with that. Azilla Arenas, I want to go back to her real quick. Yeah, 18 points, 3 steals. She had 3 assists in the ball game there as well. Anaya Foy in the ball game there as well. So okay, so let's run it down a little bit here. Also, Janessa Cotton. I didn't say much about Janessa Cotton in a preseason opener, but she had 11 points last night on 8 rebounds, almost a double double. Brandy Harrod, 8 points. Tess Hill, 7 points. Then yeah, Anaya Foy had 13 points last night there. Jordan Spicer had 7 points last night. She was 1-8 from downtown in the ball game there as well. Natasha Klassen last night, also in double digits last night with 12 points last night, 6 rebounds. She was 5-8 from the field, 1-3 from downtown. Tess Hill was 1-3 from downtown, 3-8 shooting. Yeah, we talked about Izella Arenas last night, leading the Cats last night and scoring. Gina Garcia, and Michaela Parks. Michaela Parks saw the court for the first time this season there and did not score anything, but she went over last night, including that also includes from downtown as well. She took all of her shots from the 3-point line last night there in an easy 135-1 last night over the Lady Mavericks. Is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there. K-State shot 54% shooting from downtown. Only 31% shooting. Oh, did I say downtown? My bad. 54% shooting from the field. And then 31% shooting from downtown. Second chance points, 17. Points in the paint, 48. Fast break points, 36. Points off turnovers, over 30 points there. And bench points had 47 in the game last night. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to the social media and see what the starting lineup was, because that was one of the interesting things. And I'm pretty sure Azilla Arenas is in the starting lineup, obviously, there as well. So yeah, man, it's a good start there for this women's basketball team. I'm gonna go down a little bit here once again to the screen here, and we're gonna step aside again here on the Pro Project Podcast. We'll come back after these messages. Welcome back to another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there, as we rock and roll, stop and start through the season finale, season opener, 2025-2026 for K-State Athletics here. Let me see if I can skip down to Jeff Mitty here on that. Let me see. So I'm going to actually pick up with Jeff Mitty here in the press conference last night. It'd be interesting to watch the whole thing, but I'm going to leave you with this here with Jeff Mitty last night here. Obviously, going back to the drawing board after this game, obviously. But, well, they'll be excited. There's no practice tomorrow. Well, today, as we record this podcast, we got the day off. But when we get back to work, I'm not going to like our box outs when I look at them. I'm going to say that we just rebounded the ball because we chased it better and we were bigger and more athletic. I'm probably going to be pretty nitpicky on that, and because we didn't get tested in that area tonight, it's probably going to be a pretty big part of practice going forward, because I think we'll be tested more in the coming weeks. Offensively, I don't know how to gauge the half court. We weren't in the half court enough tonight. I didn't like our pace at times in the half court. It felt like one person would do something, then we go, oh, okay, it's time for me to do something. Oh, wait, it's time for me to do something. And our timing has got to be better. Now, that's just my eyes watching it. I'll evaluate tonight, but I think the half court is going to be tough for me to evaluate, end quote there as well. So yeah, when Omaha turns the ball over as much as they did last night, it's going to be hard to adjust anything of that kind of nature there as well. So again, this is only the first game officially for this women's basketball team. Again, new faces there, and now we're starting to get our feet underneath us. We had a little mistake there as far as names go and all that other stuff for this team. So again, game one, you take care of the team that you're supposed to be. Omaha, they're not very good. So I mean, from just that right there, there's some work to do for this team. But again, the big thing is you win the ball game last night at home, and now you set up. Oh, he's talking. Yeah, this does go into more detail there as well. But anyways, yeah. So, but for now, the bigger test now, you go back to the road where you just came off with in preseason. They'll be taking on SMU this Saturday afternoon, 4:00. And this game is going to be on the ACC network, it looks like. but if you can't catch it this weekend, KC Sports Network got you covered on that with Brian Smoller on the call there as well. Again, I'm gonna let you know again, I'll be out of town either way this weekend. so again, once I come back from my weekend destination, I'm gonna pull it like that. Then we'll get you caught back up on what happened during K-State Athletics there as well. But an easy win led by Izilla Arenas last night. Terran size almost triple-double last night in an easy 100-35 win last night in Bramlage Coliseum. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcasts here, folks. Again, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 E-D-D-I-D Podcast. Fresh content up there right now. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. This has been another post-cast edition of Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.